Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 15th week after the Sunday of Trinity. Our scripture reading comes from Psalm 49, verses 16 through 20. Be not afraid when a man becomes rich, when the glory of his house increases, for when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory will not go down after him. For though while he lives, he counts himself blessed, and though you get praise when you do well for yourself, his soul will go to the generation of his fathers who will never again see light. Man, in this pomp yet without understanding, is like the beasts that perish. Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. The world cannot hide its unbelief in its gross public sins. I can plainly see that it has more love for a florin than it has for Christ and all his apostles. Even if the latter were all present and preached in person, it would not change the world's attitude so much. I too can hear the gospel proclaimed daily, but it does not necessarily benefit me daily. But it can also happen after I have heard the gospel for a whole year that the Holy Spirit visits me with a favorable hour. If I obtain such an hour, I do not merely obtain 500 florins. The riches of the whole world is mine. What would I not have if I had the gospel? I would receive God, who is the maker of silver and gold and everything that is on this earth. For I have received a spirit of such a kind that through him I know that I will be preserved forever. This is far more than having a church full of florins. See whether our heart is not a full rogue of wickedness and unbelief. If I were a real Christian, I would say, at the hour when the gospel comes, 100,000 florins, to be sure, infinitely more, come to me. When I have this treasure, I have everything in heaven and on earth. But to this treasure, one must devote one's whole service. One cannot serve God and mammon. Either you must love God and hate money, or you must hate God and love money. This is how matters stand and not otherwise. Let us pray. O God, guard and defend us, especially against the idolatry of loving earthly things, wealth, happiness, success, and honor more than we love you and the blessings of your gospel. Give us the Holy Spirit of truth and understanding that we may always treasure the blessings which you have conferred on us in your gospel, in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.